a genuine double rarity on last night's Apprentice. One of the teams actually did a good job, and Alan Sugar fired the right person in the boardroom. This week's task of devising a campaign to rebrand Margate was always likely to be much trickier than the teams realised. But Yasmina's team ticked most of the boxes pretty competently, despite Ben getting a bit distracted in his attempts to be the next Ansel Adams. On the other side, Deborah's team was an unmitigated disaster, except for Howard, who was both useful and remarkably calm while being constantly shouted down by the Wicked Witch of the West. Meanwhile, in Margate, Mona met a transsexual who she kept referring to as gay, while James bought ice cream. Back in London, God knows what Deborah was doing, because she left the design of the leaflets and posters until way too late, and then, not surprisingly, made a pig's ear of it, failing to finish the leaflet and attempting to squeeze War and Peace onto the poster. Marketing, schmarketing. No surprise then that Deborah's team lost. Howard was rightly handed his get-out-of-jail-free card, and to be honest, I wouldn't have argued at all if Sugar had also fired Deborah, who did a lousy job leading her team and was directly responsible for everything that was wrong about the poster and leaflet designs. But ultimately, it was Mona who was dispatched in the one-way taxi to obscurity. She'll be long forgotten by next week.